Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Welcome back, everybody. Let me tighten up that shot. When you go away for a while, you forget to do so. There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
We can read your eyes that way. It's better emotion.
Otherwise, you won't know what I'm really thinking.
No.
We are delighted to all be back. And Josh is back from the New England. Rob is back from taking his son to and from school and all that.
And Rob, I
don't know whether it's you had mentioned cough syrup. You looked a tad peaked this morning. Or maybe it's because I'm so sunburned from yesterday's Memorial Day festivities. That might be the balance.
I don't think Rob looks bad, but you two side by side, it stands out.
Yesterday, I'm in the sun almost every day down here in Southwest Florida, but I will say that yesterday was a day that, you know, even Floridians can forget sometimes, and the whole family was spending time in a pool, and we weren't really paying attention. But you had mentioned cough syrup. Did you get sick?
I know you were
depressed last Thursday, right?
When we
recorded. And then you got sick.
It's a sinus infection, Mike.
It's dangerous for you to go away.
I think it is. I swear I don't think I can take vacation ever again.
I had a habit with my old job that when I would take a day off, I'd get sick.
We were discussing that on the old show. That used to happen all the time.
Christmas. Yeah. How many Christmases did you have a cold?
I don't think it was necessarily getting a cold. It was the level of illness where the body said, okay, you're done performing, and now that you're done performing, you're going to let down, and we're going to get all the griblies that are going to come into your body and just ravage you.
Yes. Yeah.
Put your guard down for one day, and it attacks.
Yeah. And it does.
I'll be honest, Josh, I am surprised with Josh Soroka and his trip up to Fenway Park in Boston and experiencing, even for Memorial Day weekend in Boston, like the worst weather you could possibly get. It was a nor'easter. It was rain.
It was all terrible. Up and down the coast. You know what? We had a lot of rain here. And my favorite thing yesterday is I said, let me just drive by the pool, the community pool, when it's 72 degrees outside.
Oh, and so it was chilly up there, too.
Full of morons. Just moron soup at the pool. You know what? Even driving by, I could see chattering teeth.
It's Memorial Day. Doesn't matter the weather. You got to be at the pool.
I
felt for you, Josh, when I was watching the people in their parkas in Fenway Park in Boston. It was a little chilly.
Yeah, and I had some people send me pictures where I got caught with the TV cameras.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the photos are basically me looking at my phone or waiting because it's always between innings. It's always while we're going to a break. Like, let's show this person that's not engaged in the game when I was, but it's a moment.
Were you eating? Did they catch you eating?
They did not catch me eating. They caught me on my phone. And I was either, normally if I'm at a baseball game and I'm on my phone, it's because I'm going to the MLB app to see where that pitch was. To see the little pitch tracker.
The man's dedicated.
And he's lying. I saw him put up, when we went to the Orioles game, he put up 2 dancing videos on TikTok. I mean, he's just unstoppable.
I was so I've never been happier not to be in a stadium than that. I know the only, and I mentioned it before, the only time I ever experienced that was at your team's home grounds, Camden Yards, where it was, at game time, it was 38 degrees. And I think this is, how long ago this is? Pedro Martinez was pitching for the Boston Red Sox, and it was miserable, you know?
Now, being in Florida for so much, part of me enjoyed the cold weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's a break. Yeah.
I get that when I go to New England, and I get it for, and I'll give you the total. I get it for 3 days. If I get up to the Great White North, and after the third day, if it's crappy and nasty, I want to turn around and come back.
Right.
We, you know, everybody likes that little change, and that's why people say, oh, I miss the seasons. I don't miss the seasons. I don't miss shoveling snow. I don't miss the cold. I don't miss the idea where Memorial Day is, hold on a second, where Memorial Day is a thing, where people, like Rob said, go to the pool. I don't miss that because the pools are 24/7 here because we don't have to have a special day for it, even though I'll tell you what I like to get away from.
What?
I am happy to get away from the surface of the sun, where we talk about this down here, where your windows begin to sweat, and they will now sweat through the end, at least the end of October. But getting back to you, Rob, when I'm looking at you, super shaven? Is that what it is? Like everything? Did you dip your head in ass?
You can see a little bit of stuff here. You see a little bit here.
But it is a fresh shave on top.
It is a fresh shave on top, and that explains the glare. Maybe I should put something over it.
You don't sound ill. You sound okay. You sound like you're... What is that you just held up?
This is my yellow pad that has all the spots on it that I write for myself every day.
Oh, okay. All right. That's very sophisticated.
Hey, it works. I seldom need it.
I took note of that when I was up there and said, I'm not going to say anything because this man's been doing it for 30 years.
Noticed it. It looked like something that you would see in a third grade class for
every day I do it. It's all part of the method.
Bottom pan? I know those are those commercials.
Those are the spots. This is when the spot times go.
He's made me laugh already. He's gone for a week and he makes me laugh.
This is show notes, like what's going on. Like I'll write down Josh and his TikTok videos in a second. Okay. And over here are edits that need to be made. So I write them down as we go. And then we have the clients.
You know,
of course, my boom password to myself, which is ZVBXRPL.
If anyone's looking for a nice Christmas gift for Rob, maybe a custom notepad so you don't have to draw all those lines every day.
No. I like drawing the lines. And something, you know what? This is not a very good one. Maybe tomorrow I'll do a nicer one. I did this sort of quickly.
Well, tomorrow, if you know you're going to show it, you're going to get the ruler out there.
I used to do that when I bring ratings in to the guys. I would make them very colorful.
I would think you would be the type of person, more than anybody else with your obsessive compulsive you, that you would print up standard forms for that every single day. Would think that would
because
happen.
A computer can fail you, but once it's written on a pad and a pad stays on your desk, it's good. This is why I don't like people doing speeches from iPads or phones, because they're not real. They're virtual. Like if you go up and you're going to do a reading at, say, a bookstore. I saw Billy Crystal do this once, and he pulls out an iPad and sets it on the lectern.
Oh, you'd hate the Lewis Black show. He does half his show is with the
iPad. Well, he's got to do it on the iPad because it's live.
Yeah, he's answering stuff. But this is him. This is Billy Crystal reading one of his writings
but
about.
But that's not what Mike's saying. Mike's saying type it up and print it.
No.
Yeah, you have a stack. You have a stack of them. You have just a, like, I just tanked my water on all my copy paper. Look at this.
See, if that was digital, it wouldn't be on your paper.
Oh, man, and we don't have much. Oh, no. Oh, and all my...
your blank paper you got soaked.
Oh, no.
Do you have a clothesline?
No, but I do have a wife who's not working today. Carla! Help! I really do need help. Fortunately, there's no sensitive equipment here. I just knocked over the whole liquid IV. I want to see if I can get it.
Oh, so your paper is going to dry out crispy and smelling
of
lemon.
Nothing written on it, but this is all. I just put this in here today.
Trip says put it in the dryer.
put it in the dryer.
Dishwasher first, then.
Wow. Yeah, well, you want it clean. Your whites have never been whiter.
Hi to all the commenters. I just knocked over my whole liquid IV. Is there a chance you could help me with that and get me a liquid IV if you don't?
Sorry. Oh, maybe Mike needs the syrup.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Where the hell were we?
I'm just glad that spill was on the papers and not your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a Pizza Hut cup just completely ejaculated onto the table.
With such force.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I
appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Continue.
Meanwhile, this valuable document is on the opposite side of the desk from my drinks.
No, but if you printed those up, you had a stack of them, you'd be able to just have the perfect form every day, and you just check it. That's what Josh and I are saying.
No.
Because
a piece of paper is flimsy and get misplaced. This is a solid yellow pad.
He needs a custom notepad.
That's what a stapler's for. You can staple it together.
No, what are you going to staple one piece of paper to?
Look, I don't know. I'm just trying to make your job easier. That's all.
Can I come back to that weather in New England?
Let me get my other notebook out.
Right. What made it tolerable is I got to give my dad credit on this, that he booked the closest hotel, I think, to Fenway, where it was a 2-minute walk, and I'm in the stadium.
That's awesome.
Which meant for all these rain delays and stuff, I sat at the hotel until I saw the guys pull the tarp off the field.
Oh, that is so cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's very, very neat. Well, that's good. That's a little thing to remember with that. I'm excited about
it. It's something that I wouldn't have thought of, but with the rain, paid off. When we had double headers and 2 hours between games, if I was 30 minutes away, I'd have to stay at a bar for 2 hours. Instead, I went back and laid down and took a little rest at the hotel.
Well, I'm right behind you. I'm going to be making my way up there middle of June, and then we're staying at Casa Cerrito. We're changing our itinerary a little bit, and I took my wife's advice on this, where we're going to do the whole day for the trip up to Virginia, first leg of our trip, which I think is fine. We can manage that. Good. We've done it before.
You had such a good stay at Jimmy's. You want to do it again.
It was so comfortable, and although I broke his bed, it was so comfortable, and it was so chill, and they were so nice, and they were so, it was just,
To be fair, also, you have those Cerrito points to use.
Yeah, I got Cerrito points, which are very, very exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a very brief visit with Jimmy, because we're gonna just lay our heads down and head out.
You'll duck in the dark of night and off at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, maybe if we're lucky, we get up there right before sundown, and we do it that way.
You better take care.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
So what time is the meet and greet in Jimmy's driveway?
Yeah, right.
It's just after the welcoming committee. It's just after the hour at the tower.
Oh,
Josh.
Can I open my? I just got a Temu thank you letter.
Oh, I get those all the time. Isn't it make you feel
good?
Thank
you. Here are three items, only 1 cent.
What are the three items?
Carlos just standing by with my brand new. Let me see how you made it. Good stirring.
Thank you.
She didn't have to work, and she was just there to serve you all the time.
Oh, man.
And better yet, be so cool. Less spills if she were to stay in there and hold the drink when you weren't sipping it.
Maybe a straw and a lid.
She used to be home a lot.
I'd take a long straw.
Before I required her money. She was.
Okay, Steve Forrest. Living with your lady. Just... Tuesday with a movie star.
The Temu experiment, which I still consider a massive success. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wish for stability in the economic world so that I can continue. I get a little obsessive compulsive for buying cheap stuff.
No.
That's my obsessive compulsiveness. What I do is now I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. I will now be, Carla doesn't know this.
Okay, what?
I will be receiving my fifth pair of golf shoes this
How much
week.
Total money expended on five pairs of golf shoes? Because that's the impressive figure, probably.
And no matter what, at fifth?
Bucks.
At your fifth pair, you now have a problem.
Six
marks a problem.
I will not buy golf shoes again this year. I've got them for every. I even wear the yellow ones that I get mocked for. I wore those with my kid.
Six whole months without buying golf shoes. Think you can do it?
I did it before when they were expensive. So
that's true. That's
now,
true.
But and I buy the way you get around it. As I tell people, the outside of these golf shoes are just like you'd find in any brand name golf shoe. It's the insides, the insoles that are crap. So you buy a cheap Timu insole to put in your cheap golf shoe.
I didn't realize you were getting Timu insoles as well.
I don't know if they're they're sold on Timu. I got one like regular Amazon one, and then I got a Timu. You know what I was looking for, Josh? Your windfall, which was not cheap. You bought the AirPods Max.
Yes.
Knockoff from Timu.
No. Had to go to DHgate for that.
Is that what's that one? Ooh.
One's been around forever. That's not as much junk as Timu. I use DHgate for if I want to buy an Orioles jersey or a Ravens jersey.
Is it Chinese?
It's Chinese. But it's more stolen factory goods.
You can also look at Shein or Alibaba. These are other sites.
Yeah, but Alibaba is more, I've looked at Alibaba, and that's more like if you buy in bulk, right?
Yeah, Alibaba's bulk. Shein is clothing, which is great for my kids.
Clothing,
sure.
Clothing.
Yeah.
That's my
favorite. For when they're dressing.
The word of the day is clothing, ladies and gentlemen.
What's great about the Timu golf shoes is we've all seen the videos of guys getting mad and throwing the golf club in the lake.
Right.
Yes. Now that you can throw the shoes out, that's way more impressive.
And I like my yellow shoes.
I bet the shoes float, though, like your boonie height, your boonie hat.
Here's my problem, though, is, and look, I think that I'm not unlike anybody that does anything with a microphone for a living. You're a sharer. You want, because of your vast insecurity, you want everybody to know what's going on with you when nobody gives a rat's ass. I could have gotten away with wearing these shoes for the rest of the year, and nobody would be any of the wiser. But I can't do that because my Irish guilt and my oversharing, and I'm not happy with it because I really would have preferred to have it so nobody knows. Because most of these are very conservative.
You're prideful is what you are. You're prideful, and that's a sin.
No, that's not pride.
No,
that's
it is pride. You are
that's
showing
guilt.
Off.
That's guilt. It's not pride.
Guilt?
It's guilt. Because I realize that I'm wearing these knockoff shoes, and when you're seeing everybody with FootJoy and Adidas and G4 and all these, and meanwhile, I'm showing up with my, in many cases, just a plain white or a plain blue golf shoe. And then the thing that got me was when I showed up with the bright yellow ones that I stand by them. I wore them with my kid day.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I just, if I shut up, but I don't do that. That would be like, yes, go ahead.
That's what it is. It's not pride. It's not bragging. It's the inability to keep your mouth shut.
Can't keep
my
mouth shut.
You can't
Nobody
keep a secret.
Nobody know I'd be able to do that. This is not like wearing... it is in a way. It's like wearing a fake watch, or it's like wearing any item of clothing. People don't really give an S somebody's doing, right?
Almost all my Oriole jerseys are from DHgate. They're ordered from China, and I've got one where the color is slightly different.
I
wear them to the games. Nobody knows. Yeah. I don't go around and advertise, hey,
you
I
should.
Got this Adley Rutschman jersey off
China. Much do you pay for and you're talking about a real one, right?
Stitching and all that.
With stitching and all that.
Yes. The ones that are around $200 at the store.
How much you pay?
I'm around $25.
Oh God,
wow.
I'm all over it.
And I could go
Can
grab one now.
Can you get your own name on the back?
And I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I have one with my own name.
Uh-huh.
So I'll tell you, I have one with my own name on it that was given to me from the Orioles. And then I have one from China, and I can't tell the difference.
Why did the Orioles give you a shirt?
I'd like to send out a shout out to Scoob, who says his Brewers actually beat the big payroll Red Sox in Game 1. And you know what? When somebody from a lower payroll team beats the Red Sox, I acknowledge you, Scoob. Absolutely, And nice little stadium you have there in Milwaukee, though. That looks really kind of cool. You've been to that one, Josh?
I have not. It's on the list. I'd like to go down the slide.
It's like a beautiful, beautiful stadium they have. So
what slide? Anyway.
They have like a little slide. The mascot goes down.
The mascot, the beer mascot, slide. Goes down when they hit a home run, right? Yeah. Isn't that how
it
works?
Yeah, I believe that's when it is.
That's fun.
They still do that.
I had a Timu miracle while I was gone, by the way. I don't know if I told you about this. You know, one of Carrie's Mother's Day Timu gifts was the equivalent of a weed whacker, because we don't have much grass. We can pretty much cut the grass with a string trimmer. And I bought one on Timu for, I think, $33 that was cordless, came with two batteries, came with all kinds of blades, including like a saw blade if you wanted to cut something. But guess what? They delivered me two of them. And I don't know if they were confused with all the,
left hand and right hand.
All the tariff stuff, but I got two of them in the mail. It's fantastic. Now I have four batteries for it.
Have you ever, and I hate we're talking about this again, because people have given me crap about.
People hate that we talk about Timu for some reason.
They hate it. They hate us talking about
Timu. They don't understand.
Because of the tariffs on China and all that. They hate it. They said the people that hate it are also the people that said, great timing. Talking about Timu now, I think there might be a mindset out there that believes that, now you're talking about it, now that there are these massive tariffs. Well, they backed off on certain tariffs, so that's cool. But getting back to Timu, and we'll shut up about it because I got a ton of stuff to talk about.
We do.
Including the single grossest thing that has ever happened to me in my house here in Florida. It was as foul can be. I might dive right into it. The thing about Timu, they do these offers for a penny, for 28 cents.
It's your slot brain. The spinning wheel.
I hate the spinning wheel.
But the thing is that by the time you get this great offer and you're clicking through, you're not really getting the great offer. It's all conjuring. And I finally gave up on it. I just want to buy something for a reasonable
price. I do the same thing. I skip all the deals. And they'll send you a text that says, you've got $75 in credit. Let me see. And I say, I'm going to look into this. Yeah. And it turns out you don't have $75 in credit. And they
massive thank you. Here are three items, only 1 cent. Well, it's not 1 cent.
No, it's not.
You have to do something, right? Right.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't care for it. Remember, President Xi of China believes that we are feeble-minded people, and he's absolutely right. That's why they're going to take over.
Because they learn everything from us from Timu and TikTok. That's not showing off the best of America.
Right.
That's right. Beats the old days when they used to think America was Happy Days. They used to watch the show Happy Days, and that's what they thought we were.
We were more well-regarded back in the day. Getting back to I'll dive right into
the disgusting
story because, as many of you know, I have been for multiple years now the prime caretaker for one particular pet in this house. Carla hates Jake the Snake so much.
Okay, I really thought this would be a dog story.
That this snake that was in Michael's room and escaped a couple of times. He's escaped in the garage. We moved him to the garage.
Yeah.
And he seems very, very comfortable in the garage. Even if it gets a little overheated in the garage, well, that's his climate. That's what he's used to. He likes it out there in the garage. And the thing about the
pants. Does he ever
This is the saga of the ball python known as Jake the Snake.
Sure.
Early on, his enclosure contained, I don't know how you would describe it. It's not really wood shavings, but it's a material that you sprinkled on the bottom of his enclosure.
It's like cedar, right? Like real thin shavings of cedar?
It's a wood-based kind of thing that he used. And then very shortly, and that's right after we got him. And then very shortly after that, I discovered that he had mites on him. That was the first really gross thing, mites, like little parasites. And I found out that the mites were coming from this stuff that they probably got from China.
Yeah.
That was
How do you spot the mites? I mean, I would think a mite would like burrow under hair, but Jake has no hair, so
some of them were visible to the naked eye. I know that he
How
had
big
a
are
problem.
They? Like jelly beans?
No, they're my little bugs. I don't
okay,
remember.
Like
it's
gnats,
a long time
probably,
ago.
Yeah.
But after I and they're even you go to a reptile section of a pet store and they will show you a spray you put on to get rid of them. And so I got all that junk out.
Where is your reptile section?
Go to Petco. Go to Petco. You'll have a reptile section.
I guess
of the,
you're right.
Of
yeah,
the
PetSmart would have that as well. I guess.
And so I spray the my thing, and I got rid of all that junk on the bottom, and then I moved to paper towels. And so it was trouble free that I would put paper towels down, and they would be free of any
super
gribbles.
Absorbent. Yeah.
And but they would you change them on a regular basis, and it was pretty easy. Then. I discovered in the reptile section of the pet store, they had a almost like a little AstroTurf pad that you could put on the bottom of his enclosure.
Nice.
And you had to trim it up a little bit to make it super, fit.
Did it have the yard markers on it?
No, it did not have the yard markers on it, but thank you for asking.
It'd be a fun game to play with this
so
snake.
He could race.
Yeah.
Ball python football.
Football python.
It would be the python bowl. You have the puppy bowl, you have the python bowl.
And such a little football.
Oh, a little football and very slow moving game.
Yeah. Oh, but you know what you could do if I remember Jake's size? Remember those machines at the grocery store for a quarter you could get a miniature football helmet?
Oh, yeah. Very exciting. Yeah, and you just sort of glue it to his head.
Yeah, you could have a face.
Tape it, whatever the case may be. So I get that. And that's what I've been using since I bought it. And I'll... Yeah. When it's time, I will spray the special reptile-friendly cleaner on it, kind of a detergent, and then I will power wash it out in the driveway, and then it dries out. I leave it outside to dry, and then I put it back in fresh as a daisy.
Where is
I won't
Jake
tell you the
cleaning?
Other gross thing that Carl gets pissed at me at. I won't tell you that I put it in the dryer without the same dryer we use for our clothing.
That's fine.
I don't put it in there with the clothes, but I occasionally will put it in the dryer.
Where's Jake when you're cleaning his cage?
He has. I can do two things, and that's. In fact, that's a great segue.
Thank you.
To move into this thing. I have two options, Rob.
Oh, this is like a choose your own adventure. Good.
I have him in a separate little container, a large Tupperware container with holes cut on the top that he will hang out in.
I'm glad the holes are there.
Well, I pop him in there, and sometimes you give him a little soak too in a. It's called a shed soak, which makes his skin more likely to shed, and you do that. But most often, I will put it. There are two things I'll do when it's time to clean the enclosure. I will put him in the I will put him in the little Tupperware thing, or I will simply, as you've seen pictures, if you follow me online, and please follow me. That's very important to me right now on Facebook.
Yes.
Follow me.
My goal
is to get 25,000 subscribers this week. If I can, I'd really like to get that. I've got 10,000 left, a little less than 10,000 left to get 25,000. Thank you if you can do that. So
please.
I put it around my neck, and then I'll do the cleaning. Mistake made by me with the situation. Here's what happened on last week. I believe it was Monday of last week. I was picking my kid up, and my schedule allowed that I could get to the Pet Kingdom, which is where I buy his rats to feed him. You've been to Pet Kingdom?
You took me there.
I took you there. Okay. Where they we have the big giant snake that's out there and all the puppies and stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But we bought a mouse because Jake wasn't so big.
The snake is with the puppies?
Then.
Right.
They have snakes, puppies, birds.
But separate cages.
Yeah, ferrets, turtles.
No, it's set up like an ark, Josh. There's
it's a great,
two of everything.
Rob, would you not agree it's a great pet store?
It was very good with no appreciable odor. Yes, it was a good pet store.
It stunk. It did. It stunk a little bit. Not like some of them. I've been into some of them There's another joint where Carla bought a dog one time. Stubby?
Yes.
Yeah. Where Stubby, they sell deformed dogs.
Yeah, you know what it is? Was that the Temu pet shop?
It was the Temu. And getting back to the whole thing, so I buy it, pick Michael up, feed him. Then Tuesday, was I said, you know what? I just fed him. He's chill. He's relaxing. I think this is a good time to just have him chill out, and I'll not only let him digest his food, but I'll give him a good cleaning in his enclosure. And so I put him around my neck.
And be honest, you like that. You like him around your neck.
Oh, I love the idea of going out in the yard, and you know, if a neighbor walks by, they'll see me with a snake around my neck, and that to me, I like that, because you know, I don't know anybody in here.
Right.
That, you know, walk by and say, what was that?
Yeah. It would be great if you could get him train Jake to offer your neighbors an apple, just like in the Bible.
And then they go by, and I'm like, hello.
You need a nice hood.
Yeah.
So I have a really good nozzle on the the outside hose,
yes.
And I start like hitting the mat, and I can't find my spray, so I'm spending extra time.
Is it a spinning dial like on the thing?
Yeah, spinning dial with the jet spray on it, and I'm really going to town on it. And it's a warm day, and at a certain point, I smell. Something that does not smell snake-like. It's not that musk smell you get from snakes. It's more like it smells like poo. And and I don't know where it's coming because I look immediately at my shoulder and I don't see anything. And this is even nauseating me to talk about.
Yeah.
And I hear next to my ear where Jake's face was, I hear kind of a...
Oh, no!
And then I smelled something horrible, and I look over to my left, and something hits my shoulder, and I look down on the ground, and he has regurgitated his undigested, not fully digested rat that has hit me on my golf shirt and landed at my feet.
That is so
bad. And I'm covered with some sort of like, I am so disgusted. I am so, I don't know. I'm surprised I didn't like throw him into the woods or something. I was absolutely freaked out.
You're at fault though. You gave him too much activity after he ate.
He's supposed to sit and chill for probably 3 days, 4 days.
Right.
Before he's probably supposed to be moved. Live and learn. You live. I look down.
How digested was it? I don't want to be like a Carson joke, but I mean
it was so hardly at all.
Oh, so there was still fur?
There was barely, but yeah. I mean,
because I'm sure the stomach acids
so nasty.
Got to work
it
right away.
It was so nasty. It was the oh God Almighty.
And I'm sure right after that he's hungry again. Do you have another rat for him?
Well, no. He normally would just eat that.
First of all, I am not going near him. I did a deep clean after this. It is so nasty. I realize I have to get him in the enclosure as soon as possible. I have to just leave without the mat down or anything. I just lock him down in his enclosure. I immediately throw away my shirt. I throw away my Hey Dude shoes.
Was it a good shirt?
It was not a bad shirt. It was not. Was it in my hot rotation? Not necessarily.
No, okay. Good.
But it was. It wasn't salvageable.
It maybe was, but I didn't want to launder anything. I want everything going into the trash. Yeah. And
it's like a house that someone dies in.
I am peeling my clothes. I am so grossed out at this point that I gag. I gag. By the time I got to the bedroom, I'm looking at the shirt and I go.
I would love to see a video of that.
It was so nasty. I tell Carla, I said, he just barfed up a rat on my shoulder. And Carla, who is more grossed out with the snake than anybody.
Right.
And I am peeling the clothes off and they are going into the trash can. The shoes are going into the trash can. I take off my underwear and immediately go in. Shut up.
Yeah.
I immediately go into the hot shower for like 40 minutes. I'm in the shower.
In the corner crying?
Like the lady in the big chill.
Shivering with my, exactly. That's what, that's a great image right there. It's like Glenn Close with her knees up around her chest. It was so flipping horrible. It was
and
just,
even while you're taking your 45-minute shower, there's still a dead rat on the pavement, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't even attempted.
Not on the pavement. He's on the grass next to the driveway. I bet I'm going to have to deal with that, too. I'm not leaving that.
No,
it's so gross, I'm not leaving it. Now, if I left it out, there's every chance in the world some animal would grab
you.
It. You know, yes. would grab it.
But also,
I
it
can't.
Might really make your grass grow greener right in that one spot.
I finish the shower. I go out to the garage. I put on.
Do you have a towel around your head?
Carla's an esthetician, so Carla right. has those little plastic gloves all over the
sure.
house, and so I put the gloves on, and I pick up the rat by the tail. The rat is not digested fully, so I begin, and I throw it over the back wall of my my community into the. Preserve woods.
Sort of the no man's land. It's not another yard.
There are no other yards over there.
You were feeding one of the wild snakes.
One of the wild snakes.
Or a fox.
Or any type of other rodent. I don't know what would eat it, but it was.
I'm surprised
you picked it up talking about it, actually.
As an experienced dog do attendant, you clean up after your dogs every day.
I do.
I'm surprised you didn't get like a Ziploc bag and go in for the grab and then turn it inside
Probably would have been, if I'd had more time to think about it, probably would have been a better thing to do, and then you would have just tied it off. Oh, God, it's so... Just to think of that, what I was looking at. You remember we had that happen before when I fed him a rat that was too big. Remember that? this was not too big. This was just, he's got to be... sedentary. I probably was doing I probably could have hurt him. I didn't hurt him. He's
fine.
Do
you suppose the rat was suspect, like it had the rat gone bad?
No.
Like,
no. Like
100%.
Food poisoning or
anything. He regurgitated the rat because I was moving him around too much.
No, this That's was going on Guardians of the Galaxy immediately after lunch.
It was the worst. And Tripp, I know you don't like snakes. I know. Hi, Carla. That's fine. But that's it. Yeah. It was, oh, God, it was nasty.
Tripp doesn't
nasty,
hate
nasty.
All snakes.
All right. That's just, Rob Spiewak, Tripp, that said that to you.
Oh, he loves it.
It was, look, the
Have
snake
you been
is
out
fine.
Since then?
I ended up doing a deep clean, did a reorganization on the holiday weekend of or last week before the holiday weekend, did a total deep dive reorganization of my garage.
Right.
Got my garage, especially my chargers, all my batteries that are going to go in my cordless fans.
So many cordless tools at your house.
I've got cordless fans. I've got multiple. The problems with my fans are multiple. No, there are no problems. I got them all. And I got my chargers that are lined up on my little toolkit. They are perfect.
Makita.
I started putting things away, and we're ready to go. Could have used one on, what day was it? Sunday, when the family went out to another golf course and played nine holes. Could have used that fan that day, because we got the dogs of summer.
Oh.
Here. We're hot. But as far as
you could have brought a fan and a drill.
Yeah. I got one.
Just
do you
just
remember,
drill your own hole.
Rob,
exactly.
Do you remember the guy that came out to do give me an estimate on
Oh, yeah,
the
Johnny
split?
Smiles, and he left his drill.
And he left his drill. Only drill I don't have a charger for. I don't have a battery charger for.
I bet you could find one on Temu pretty cheap that you can eat.
Buddy. Though, that's right. I will say I'm a little concerned about Rob's weed whackers from Temu.
Why?
Because of the batteries. I am a little concerned about those batteries starting a fire.
They shipped all the way from China, and they're fine. They look good. The stickers are shiny. Everything looks good.
Well, I all I know is I think he's a beautiful snake. He is fine. It was my fault. It had nothing to do with
That's
him.
That's an
by
unhealthy
the way,
relationship.
When it comes to a low maintenance, believe it or not, a low maintenance pet. If I hadn't effed with him after he ate, there wouldn't be a problem, and I would have been fine to do the enclosure later. You put water in there every couple of weeks, and if you feed him once a month, you are good to go. That's
how
about
big
it.
Is that, he now? How big is he? At length? Do you think?
I could get him.
No, let's not do that. But just how long do you think he?
I
is?
I like showing him off. Can I show him off this week sometime?
Yes, you may.
I'd like to. Do you get bothered by him too? The idea
I,
of a snake.
Hate snakes, and that's why you made me feed him. Remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was like it was like some sort of weird therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you made me hold the mouse all the way back from Pet Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about
but
him.
At least that stopped your drinking.
Well, they're really not related.
I am very happy that it's over, but I will, if I can avoid any future regurgitation of a whole animal, you know.
Well, that goes for everyone in the house.
Yeah, 100%. And but other than that, a beautiful, beautiful family weekend. I mean, a beautiful family weekend.
No one else threw up?
Nobody threw up. My kid had an overnight with one of his buddies, and then he went out to his buddy's house, and they were happy. I got some extra golf in on Saturday, which Carla had me do. It was fantastic. And then the whole family went out. Carla was, like, taking pictures of us, and we went out. And I'm here to tell you, knock on wood, I believe I've turned a corner with my son in the game of golf, which makes me thrilled. I didn't push it on him, and he now is appearing to be all in. He will not
what
stop
was the,
talking about it.
What do you think was the chip that changed it?
The chip that changed it was he outgrew his old kids' clubs.
Sure.
And I got him a new set of really nice kids' clubs. It's a junior set, but it's a little bigger than the little bitties. It's for 12 to 14 or 15 year olds.
It's the same clubs that Chichi Rodriguez used to golf.
And that's a Chai Chai Rodriguez reference. Not many people remember that. And
he just
it's happy, and we wrapped it all up with a trip to my mother-in-law's, and that's where I got the sunburn being in the pool. And, you know, she makes a mean margarita. And I am here to tell you.
A bit dry, is it?
Can I give you the perfect?
What kind of float are you in this pool?
I'm not floating. I'm standing. I'm standing in the pool. But let me tell you something. We arrive, and as far as I am concerned, we experience the perfect Memorial Day cookout. We arrive. I'm a little hungry. And they got it's not a Lazy Susan, but it's a tray with a cover on it and multiple little pockets. And in that tray.
Does it spin?
Yeah, it does
spin. It's a modified Lazy Susan then. Yeah.
In that tray are.
Rats?
No. Now that Johnny Manic energy is back, I am now anticipating what he's going to say when I say something. But that's just the way it goes. Cocktail shrimp that are in there, beautiful. Those Costco cocktail shrimp that are perfect.
Yep.
I don't know if they're genetically modified, but they seem
like
they
make
them
in the back. I've seen the molds.
I mean, it just seems to me like there's never a clunker, ever.
You're right.
They're always perfect. So they're there in one tray. In the other segment, deviled eggs that are sitting there with that. And then just some chips in the third compartment. So that's the hors d'oeuvre. And
anything
I am
to put the chips in? Are they like?
No, we were just kind of all double dipping. No, it was spectacular. Followed
were all
by
these foods sitting in the sun.
No, we were inside.
Oh, good. Okay,
we were inside.
Those are questions.
We had like our inside hang and our first margarita inside, and then everybody got into the swimsuits and popped into the pool, and we began to margarita it.
Nice.
And probably overdid it to a certain degree, maybe a little more than I should have margarita'd it, but it was still spectacular. And then the actual dinner, which was just a simple hamburger, but perfect. Mm. And the hamburger bun was not your run-of-the-mill hamburger bun. It was bought in the bakery of the grocery store, and they were a little heartier and a little heavier. And I'm here to tell you, cookouters, listen to me.
Cookouters.
If you're going to spend just a fraction more and make it worth people's while, get yourself some heartier, heavy-duty hamburger buns. You will not regret it.
Where do
it
you weigh
made
in?
Made the difference.
Where do you weigh in on using an English muffin as a hamburger bun?
I think that would be in a pinch if you didn't have something else.
It's
I think
pretty
you'd
good.
Be okay.
It's a little heartier.
But here's the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
I think you will agree with this, Rob.
Okay.
Your average hot dog hamburger bun is a really just essentially crap. It's really
it's
just
a vehicle. It's a vehicle
nothing,
to get the meat to your mouth. Yeah.
There's nothing to it. It's not. It doesn't have any redeeming qualities, whether it be flavor, whether it be. Although Elvis certainly liked them late in his life when he used to eat them out of the bag.
Yes, but, he would ride on a horse, Mike, and tie the hot dog roll bag to the saddle horn, and eat.
you know,
and
try not to fall off his horse.
Well, yeah, it was hard because he would lean way back, they said, but he would get drugged up and ride his horse around Graceland in a huge coat eating hot dog buns. I like potato buns.
The hot dog roll was my problem with the hot dogs at Fenway.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask, what's the food, the best foods you had at Fenway?
It is basically a piece of white bread folded in half. There is no crust or anything on the outside like a normal roll.
Oh, so
be.
Okay. You know what? Let's do this.
It must be a Boston thing.
We will set aside. Josh Soroka does New England later in the program. We have to take a break right now. But to Jake the Snake, thank you for that opening segment, even though I wish I didn't have to deal with it. And
it
later
makes you
on,
a better person, Mike.
Josh's New England on the Mike O'Mara show, which should be... you know, it's who's that guy that does it on public TV? Rick Shields going
That's
to Europe.
Him.
You know? Josh Shields and New England when we come back. Hey, Rob Spiewak, can I ask you a question about your cat?
Please.
Is your cat having any digestive issues?
Not anymore.
That's wonderful. Is your cat, has your cat experienced that diet upgrade?
Yes. I love a new product. I think you're going to reveal it.
Yeah, I'm going to reveal it right now. Our next sponsor, Smalls.
Smalls is the best. Yes.
Their cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your very own fridge. It's delivered right to your door. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food. To get 35% off plus an additional 50% off your first order, head to Smalls.com and use our promo code TMOS for a limited time only. Here's a review from a real Smalls customer. You know her. We've given the same review. It's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth
C.
Yeah.
Not Elizabeth O. I have an Elizabeth O with a cat from hell. Not that it eats badly, but Elizabeth has a very difficult cat.
Yeah, she does. Elizabeth doesn't return my calls anymore, so I can't get a quote.
Here's what Elizabeth C. says. Yes. My cat was always so-so with her usual food, but she's very enthusiastic about Smalls. Her breath is much better, and she poops much less frequently, and it does not smell disgusting like it used to. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they will refund you if your cat won't eat their food. Buy some right meow now. Don't wait. Give your cat the food they deserve for a limited time only because you are a Mike O'Mara Show listener. You can get 35% off Smalls plus an additional 50% off your first order by using my code TMOS. That's 50% off when you head to smalls.com. And if you use the promo code, you will get an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. Take it away, Rob Spiewak. Griblies out of my studio. Get away.
I've missed my news sounder. Sounded good.
Yes, I mean, there's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick five-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert curated and customer curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit ThompsonCigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's VANTA.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure. Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's VANTA.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Every weekend, I miss it very, very badly.
Yes, thank you.
Let's start. What the hell is this that I got in my news?
Okay. Oh, is it a love letter?
Oh, no. It's a list of reciprocal golf clubs. Sorry about that.
What are reciprocal golf clubs?
Reciprocal golf clubs. During the summer, Rob, you get the reciprocals.
Clubs like country clubs.
Yes.
I was thinking like you can change a driver for a putter.
There's some beauties this year.
Yeah.
Really good ones.
Sure.
You get to go over there.
Make sure you wear a clean shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on. It's very early and very margarita-y when I did this. We're starting with Billy Joel today. This is a bummer. This is really a drag. Billy Joel had to cancel all of his scheduled concert dates. That was a story from last week because he was diagnosed with a brain disorder called normal pressure hydrocephalus, or NPH for short. Basically, it's when there is excess cerebrospinal fluid in the brain's ventricles. Billy says, quote, "I'm sincerely sorry to disappoint our audience, and thank you for understanding." His team put out a statement saying his condition has gotten worse because of his recent performances. Apparently, performing makes it worse, and that just sucks. So
that's got to kill him. I mean, in a figurative sense. He's a great performer.
He's having issues with his hearing, vision, and balance. They added, quote, "Under his doctor's instructions, Billy is undergoing specific physical therapy and has been advised to refrain from performing during this." Now, this is the one cause for optimism in the whole story. "During this recovery period."
Oh, that's great.
All right, so that's a good thing. Billy is thankful for the excellent care he's receiving and is fully committed to prioritizing his health. Billy's wife, Alexis, thanked fans for their love and support. Quote, "We are so grateful to the wonderful care and swift diagnosis we received. We are hopeful for his recovery. We look forward to seeing you all in the future." We don't have many of the legends left, guys.
No. Have you ever seen him in concert? You know?
Never. I've never seen anybody category.
Let me tell you something about him that I always was impressed by. And by all accounts, he's a good guy. There's not a lot of stories about him being a jerk. Mm-hmm. But I saw him on the tour right after his agent took all his money.
Yes.
I mean, it was probably 87 or so. Mm-hmm. And he was broke. And he went out on tour. His concert was at the then Capitol Center with a stage and a band and a piano. And simple white lights, not an effect, nothing.
Yeah.
Just performed for 2 hours, and it was sensational. And that's the mark of me. For me, that's the mark of talent.
Yeah, he was
just
screwed by his manager, right? Yeah. His manager ran off with all his money.
All his money.
He got totally baked with that. So we wish
all the best.
Look,
all
he's
best.
Not young anymore at all. I do wish a speedy recovery so he can get back and do what he loves and what we love to hear soon. We wish you the very best of luck for Billy Joel. Another sad note in the news for those of you that are Duck Dynasty fans, Phil Robertson, He was the head honcho, the patriarch of the family. He passed away Sunday. He was 79 years old. No word on the cause of death, but Phil had been suffering from Alzheimer's and a blood disorder. The family said they're having a private service, but we'll share details soon about a public celebration. Phil founded the family's hunting company, Duck Commander, in 1972 with a duck call. That's how the
they made their fame with
a duck call. The reality show premiered in 2012 and ran for 11 seasons. A new version, Duck Dynasty, the revival, debuts Sunday, June 1st. That's weird.
Stop it.
It was, I don't think they killed him to get us to talk about it.
No, there's
the
no
one
way.
Thing I know is that the Alzheimer's.
That's Rob that does that to me.
I know.
I'm Rob makes me suspicious
not
of everything.
Say. Well, I mean, that's also it's next level stuff if that's what they did.
And when they call it the revival, I'm turning into that first one to see Phil.
Yeah, and aren't they a religious family? Maybe they could pray him awake.
They are very, very religious.
I understand the first symptom of his Alzheimer's, Mike, is that he kept forgetting to shave.
Too soon, Rob.
Is it?
Too soon.
I hope he comes back in the revival.
Now, here's a fact I didn't know about Phil.
Phil Connors?
In the late 60s, Phil played quarterback for Louisiana Tech University, and he had a backup quarterback that you might know, famous quarterback.
Terry Bradshaw, right?
Terry Bradshaw was his backup. Phil could have probably gone pro as well, but he was more interested in hunting, so he didn't.
Wouldn't it be great if just, you know, one small butterfly effect thing changed, and when we turned on the NFL on Fox, he was sitting there with his beard and his camo?
Yeah. Well, now we go from sad celebrity news, sadder celebrity news with Phil passing, and now wackadoodle celebrity news. You ready?
Real quick with Phil before you move on.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I just looked up to see if I could get a picture of his photo as the NFL, but more interesting, he was recruited by your Washington Redskins.
Wow.
And told them no because he wanted to hunt on Sundays.
That's it. Yeah, wants to go hunting. That was what he wanted to do. He made a career of it. On the wackadoodle front, Britney Spears.
Oh, she's a classic wackadoodle, Mike.
She hasn't been in actual trouble in a while, but she did get scolded on Thursday. Sometimes you really do shake your head and go, what? What?
What?
She lit a cigarette on a charter flight from Cabo to Los Angeles. It was a public charter flight, so it was like a regular flight.
Yeah, not a private.
A flight attendant told her to put it out, and when the plane landed, cops gave her an official warning. In an Instagram post after the fact, Britney said she thought this was a plane she could smoke on because, quote, the drink holders were on the outside of the seat. What?
Maybe it was an older plane that still had ashtrays and she can't convey that.
She also said this was her first time drinking vodka and she felt, quote, so clear and smart.
Yeah, that's like, what it does, Mike.
Like we all do. And while she apologized, she said it was, quote, kind of much that the flight attendant told on her. No, it wasn't kind
of
much.
Sort of a federal law there. And was she also drinking a gooey frap?
I'm not sure. She added that the woman didn't like her from the moment she got on the plane. And she, quote, invaded my space when she fastened Britney's seatbelt for her. Okay. I guess she forgot to do the seatbelt.
It might be Britney. The first time Britney has flown public.
I don't know.
Could be. Yeah.
Wow. Whatever. I don't even care about it anymore. The holiday weekend might have whet your appetite for the full vacation. Now, we got a couple of vacationers that have returned here.
Yes.
The perfect trip may be an 11-day stay in Cleveland. That is if you're from Buffalo. A new report claims the perfect vacation lasts 11 days. Rob, that's just about right with you, correct?
Yeah, with the weekends on either side, sure.
And is 3 hours from home. That might be what you did as well.
It's 3 hours to the university and a little more to my dad's place on the Eastern Shore.
The perfect vacation lasts 11 days and is 3 hours from home. The perfect trip would also cost an average, this is pricey, $8,800 per person, which seems high unless it includes a three-hour flight. Even then, you'd also be treating yourself because that's about $800 a day. 63% of people would be looking for somewhere with a beach, 53% want to enjoy the great outdoors. 43% want to explore major cities or historical locations. 31% like outdoor attractions and landmarks. Well, I think we know what a outdoor attraction one of our team likes.
Yeah, and Hour at the Tower, Mike.
Well, travel can be stressful, so the perfect trip needs to be a situation where you can completely relax and unwind and create new memories. Now, if the 28 hours that it's going to take me to drive to the Great Pine Tree State, if that can be accomplished in a relaxing manner, I think I'm ahead of the game, and I don't have to deal with difficult airports and all that crapola. So,
my favorite three-hour trip from my house is when I drive to D.C.
Yes, very, very exciting. And it's 24 miles, so enjoy the ride. Finally today, a study last year found America swears more than any other country. And now an even bigger study found it really is true, at least online. Researchers in Australia analyzed almost 2 million web pages from 340,000 sites, over 1.7 billion total words, and they found that the U.S.,
USA, USA,
they lead all other English-speaking nations online cussing. Around 1 in every 3,000 words we write is a curse word. The UK is next at 1 in every 4,200 words. Then Australia, 1 in every 4,500. 1 in 3,000 might not sound like a lot until you think about all the news sites and other websites that never use swear words. Hmm. The stat for blogs is even higher. Around 1 in every 2,300 words on American blogs is a curse word. They went pretty broad with what counts as swearing. The 597 words they scanned for included everything from the F word to more benign things like jerk and crap. The Aussie researchers behind the study almost seemed angry that Australia didn't rank first. Oi!
Yes. Yeah, I can see that.
They suggested the results might be different with spoken language. And here's a quote. One possible explanation that Australians are more conservative when they write online, but not so much when they're face-to-face. Well, I say f*** them.
No, Mike, you can't say that. That's horrible.
Mark it on that notebook.
So, yeah, dude, I have it under edits right here.
Put it in your little crayon book. That would be
fine. Did you say a crayon book?
Your little crayon book.
It's not a crayon book. I use a pencil.
It looks like it should be written in crayon. Duh. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to take a little travelogue to New England with the Stroka family right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, Big Dummy, how about this? Today's episode of this podcast sponsored by Soul.
I love it.
We're loving their new out-of-office nightcap gummies, which are similar to their world-famous sleep gummies. But nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something a little stronger to get to sleep. Now, I took a Soul gummy when we were during the break on the Memorial Day weekend, and I'm not lying when I tell you I'm not even a Harry Potter fan, but I had a Harry Potter dream that was really fun. So, you know.
Really? Do you even have the innate knowledge to do a Harry Potter dream?
I think we had something about Harry Potter on, maybe, or maybe there was a news story, but I dreamed that I was,
One of the Red Sox games was Harry Potter themed. You might have seen some Harry Potter stuff.
Who knows? Okay. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies work together to promote deep restorative sleep. How? Well, I'll tell you so. Yeah?
Please.
Okay. We'll do it. THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep. And Soul's out-of-office nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD. So you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delish. Blueberry lemonade, yum, yum. If you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold out-of-office sparkling THC beverage. Delicious and relaxing. Be like Rob. Subscribe to these wonderful little helpers. Mm-hmm. They work, and I love them. Slumber City, sweetheart. And sweet dreams of Rob and his THC sodas.
Aww.
Hit the snooze button on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com and the code TMOS for 30% off. And we thank you in advance. So you know what? I really thought it was really, really cool that you made the trek up to Boston, and that you were able to go up there with your dad, Rob. While you were gone, we were visited by Josh's brother Eric Soroka, who came on the show and was
Eric?
Eric.
Oh, I think it's Matt.
Yes, that's what I said. Matt Soroka joined us.
He's my friend, Mike.
Okay, that's good. Matt
Mike
Soroka.
Tried the same joke Thursday. It didn't work then either.
No, it didn't. It didn't. And he also didn't want to go to, with Josh not speaking English properly. He said, don't go there. I know the three of you are all buddies, so just let me be me, okay?
No,
come on now.
I didn't really wait
a whole month for to have Soroka's brother come on the show for him to cop me a little attitude about we won't go there.
That's,
I mean, it's like, okay, you know,
cute,
give me a break.
He was excited because you sided with him for his stubbornness.
Well, I thought that his idea of experiencing the city by bicycle was valid, had validity to it. That's just my opinion. I sided with him. I really did.
While I was on vacation, Josh texted me the story about the bicycle, and I put my phone down and laughed aloud. I thought it was that funny because it's not the right thing to do.
So you texted Rob on his vacation?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he text you? Did he text you back?
Yeah. Well, we're friends.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. You're coworkers with me. Anyway,
I didn't text Matt Soroka, even though he is my friend. Yeah.
And why is he your friend? You hardly know the guy.
Well, I said when we were seated near him at the Orioles game, I said,
that counts. That counts. No one is your friend. You socialized with him.
He had to beg for a Facebook friendship.
Yeah. I asked, and he granted.
Well, you're needy in that department, right? You can always use an extra friend.
Sure. That doubles it when you have two friends.
I got nothing.
O'Mara's
are planning a gathering a week from Saturday. We're going to have people over, so we're actually socializing again.
Start driving now.
Yeah, absolutely. Please come on down.
Here is the hot dog bun I was trying to explain.
That is the kind of bun you would put a lobster roll.
And it's a split top.
Yeah, it's a split top, but if you look on the side,
it's
just a normal bread.
Right.
Well, no, but that would be a hot dog roll if you cut it down the middle the other way.
What
it's
the purpose of that roll is, can I say this as the New Englander, is to put a little butter on it and grill it on the side so you have a little crispy bun. You can make your hot dog that way, but it's always made that way when you have a lobster roll because you grill both sides in a delicious creamy butter, and it's yummy, yummy.
And
I didn't think, no.
I thought if they toasted the roll, since it has that type of outside, it would be
I agree with you. I don't think that's
But it is regional. It's absolutely regional.
Yeah, definitely regional.
It was definitely regional. Now, we went there for baseball. So
did you have any chowder in the ballpark, the legal seafood chowder?
I don't like clam chowder, so I did not get chowder.
Okay, of course you don't. All right. It's wonderful.
I went looking for food that they did not have at Camden Yards, and I ended up getting a pimento cheese grilled cheese.
It was
horrible.
Yeah, it would figure to be.
It was cold, and I thought they had the grill there. I thought it'd be nice and hot. It was not. Now, we went there for baseball, so I spent most of the time in Fenway and most of the time dealing with baseball. And
what did you say you had again, the grilled cheese? What kind was it?
Pimento.
Oh, okay. That's it.
There you go. Yum, yum. That was gas. Did you know that?
But on Saturday morning, I believe it was Saturday morning, my dad and I decided we've never been to Boston before. Let's go down and do a tour. So we got a tour.
Oh, look at that. Look at the fat guy.
So
that's not your father, is it?
That is not my dad.
Okay, just checking.
That, by the way, if things had gone a little differently, you're looking at our boy in the middle right there. That would be his kind of career.
Absolutely. Right. Are you kidding?
Would yes.
Mm-hmm. I can get my Ben Franklin glasses.
Stories of the roller coaster.
So was it, but you got a chance to, you were on Boston Common, I take it.
Yeah. So I went on Boston Common, did a tour. Now, we had to leave the tour early. So I only was in the tour for maybe an hour, a little over an hour.
Okay. That's enough.
So a little bit through Boston Common and through a cemetery where like Paul Revere and people are buried.
Didn't John decide Hancock. To go on a duck boat tour? Didn't feel like doing
Did
that?
Did not do that. No, it was, again,
that would be the way to go, I think.
Again, dealing with rain the entire time.
Did you go to Faneuil Hall?
No. This is all I did. The only thing I did that's not Fenway is this, is follow this guy around while he talked.
Do you like that gift shop Fenway has across the street? Did you go on that big one, the big one with all the hats? The one the one like outside Yawkey Way.
The team store?
The team store, yeah.
Did you go in there?
Yeah.
That's way nice better than the Orioles team.
Isn't that a nice gift shop?
And I'll tell you, I really like the Red Sox New City Connects.
Oh, beautiful.
I wish I was the type of guy that could wear a different team's merch because it looked beautiful.
It is so cool. Their City Connect jerseys, they first had the yellow and blue, which were right around the time of the marathon bombing is when those seemed to come into.
A few years after.
A few years after.
The meaning of City Connect?
City Connect is kind of a Boston Strong. Oh, okay.
It's supposed
color
to be,
scheme, you know.
It's supposed to be like something to embrace the city.
That's okay.
And so like for the Orioles, it's like black with white lettering that's supposed to mark like the marble side, the marble steps of,
right.
Of
okay.
The city.
And so Boston, there's what commemorates seafood and racism.
Yeah. Let me grab. I got a baseball. I can show you.
Seafood and anti-busing, Rob. That's what it is. On the
Have they finished the big dig up there?
Yeah, they did actually.
They did. Well, that's
yes,
nice.
Yes, they did.
It's been a while since I've been there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did grab a baseball, so you can see.
So that's the color scheme for the City
color.
Connect. They
oh,
are
that's
so
very cool.
And it's to match the Green Monster.
It's,
really
the Green
impressive.
Monster. And that's the thing. It's that color green. It's that matte green finish of, and I got to get myself a hat because I think they're absolutely great looking.
You'll be pleased to know, Mike, at the team store, they actually, the Red Sox care. And they take a loss on everything they sell at the team store.
Absolutely. That's why when you buy a $75 cap.
Right? I purchased one for my son. Do you know how much a City Connect Red Sox snapback costs?
I can imagine. It's the newest. How much? It's the newest one.
$60.
You know, man. And you, you know, yeah. Good luck bringing iPod construction. I'm sorry, iPhone manufacturing back to the United States when we are charging $60 for a ball. God
now that
damn
they finished,
it, that makes
now
me
that
mad.
They finished the big dig, I'm sure there's lots of people in Boston that can make iPhones because they're not working on the digging. When I got back, the iPhone.
He's, now
was
he's
gone.
Doing his Ted Kennedy. Every stereotype in one comment. Hey, Rob, there we are. Here is your beautiful City Connect iPhone.
Yeah, and that's, right,
and
put in the
and
charger.
That's why he's one step from this guy.
Yeah. Is that a real stomach or is he wearing padding?
It's real.
Oh, that's
it was
sad.
Real.
That's gross.
Sad. Yeah, it is gross.
It's just gross the way he sticks it out like that, you know?
Well, I wonder if he has a wife.
He had the full accent, and as far as he was concerned, he was pals with John Hancock and Paul Revere, and they grew up together.
Yep. That's nice. Couldn't he was probably lying.
When you saw that guy, couldn't you see Rob doing a job
100%.
Like that?
100%. That's why I took the picture.
Thank you. But, thank you for caring for me. You are my friend, and your brother is my friend.
It makes me want to learn more about John Hancock and Sam Adams.
My
and
kids.
It made me want to come back and read a book.
Yeah.
My my kids' concert had like a theater kid that set up the concert, the music they were doing, the Dragon Slayer, and he was working with like a little kid. So it was one of the kids from the high school and one of the kids from the lower school. And I said, hey, it's a Rob. Look at Rob, and it's this kid.
I should be flattered that every time you go to any sort of event, be it school or dinner theater or anything, you always try to find which one would be me if I made that turn.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
There's
some classic ones. There was a fat elf and a Christmas one once that you said was trying just a little harder than everyone else. And
that
was me.
That is you. You are the guy who takes it to the next level.
Oh, well, that's what gives the listener or the viewer or the tour
exactly.
attendee the value.
Looky here. I am the actor.
I am going to tell you about Charles Coatsworth Pinckney.
You can find a Rob in every local production you see.
What was fun is I had that tour guide that was dressed up like Benjamin Franklin or something.
Right.
And I would watch the other tour guides walking around. They had the tour guide t-shirts and baseball cap on.
Yeah,
and no costume.
This is a guy that likes to sweat.
This is the guy. Yes, this is the guy. Oh, this is the only guy that was dressed up giving the tour.
He's into it.
I bet he smelled too. Yeah.
And he's also the only guy that had the headset and the speaker on his chest so everyone could hear him.
This was invented by my cohort, Thomas Jefferson, to amplify my voice.
How are his teeth?
Oh.
I honestly didn't look close enough.
Well, see, the thing is, if you're going to do the John Adams, I saw the documentary with the Paul Giamatti. You know, you got to go with the teeth.
That's
he's a big. This guy was big into Samuel Adams.
Did you have any confections of any kind when you were in Fenway Park? When you were experiencing anything sweet?
I did not.
No,
I had a pretzel.
That's
I had a pretzel.
That's as close as it comes.
And for some reason, all the pretzels, at least at the vendor I went to, no salt.
Yeah, no salt.
That's bad. Ooh, that's You're supposed to put the salt on and then wipe it off if you don't like it. You know,
what do you mean
salted.
Put it on? No, you don't salt it. It comes with like.
That's what I'm saying.
He's saying the vendor puts it on, and if you
and
don't
then
like
you,
the salt,
like you brush it off if you're a non-salt person. Yeah. I get it.
Right. Yeah, Mike, I found another picture of this Ben Franklin guy from his tour. His teeth look like the City Connect green. It's very nice.
There it is. Yes. The City Connect green. Well, I'm glad you had a good. Yeah. Any other little tidbits you want to throw in for New England before we end this riveting discussion of your travel log staying in the hotel? Yes.
The listeners will hate this, but I've got more stubbornness in my brother to share that I will have to share after the show.
Okay.
Very good.
Oh, wow. That should be interesting. I can't wait. We will take his break and find out about urgent care when we return. Somebody went to the hospital again.
Hospital.
Every business has a story, but yours, is yours being heard? You've built something incredible. Now it's time to amplify it with a podcast that connects, converts, and captivates. The Podcaster's Warehouse will turn your mission into a powerful, professional show designed for impact. You show up, they handle the rest. Studio gear covered, editing done, publishing and promotion locked in. You speak, they amplify. Imagine building loyalty, generating AI script copy, leads, and becoming the go-to voice in your industry, all without the tech headaches, whether it's a public series or your customer for your customers or a private podcast for your team.
I think we might rewrite this, Rob.
Yeah.
The podcast, I made fun of it last week too. The Podcaster's Warehouse crafts it your way or the machine's way. Custom formats, professional advice, and expert coaching, all built around your brand. With network quality production, eye-catching social clips, and your amplified message, this is podcasting at the next level. Build your podcast with the pros. Visit thepodcastwarehouse.com to schedule your free intro call now, because your story is too good not to tell. One voice can change everything. Let it be yours. The Podcaster's Warehouse.
There it is. Notch.
How much time total do you think putting that together?
What do you mean?
The copy.
Well, it was sent to me by Josh. So you'd have to ask
Josh. Put it together.
Did I write that copy?
I thought Rob wrote you copy
and I thought you tweaked it for the commercial.
I might have tweaked it, but that's your copy.
That's my
copy.
It's
AI, right?
It's partially AI.
It started from AI. I try to avoid AI and copy.
You do?
I do, sometimes.
I thought I've maligned you for no reason whatsoever. My sincerest,
so then it's my AI.
Deepest, it's your AI. Soroka, stop with the AI. No, keep going, because Josh produces a lot of the graphic stuff AI, and I flip and love it. I really, really do.
AI has its place, I think.
Now, a couple of things went on. You came in, and you seemed a little peaked. You mentioned cough syrup, that you've got a bronchial thing going on. Did you have to go to the doctor again?
Well, the thing is I'm good for usually about one sinus infection a year. Normally it's in the fall, but it came early this year. And I can tell when they come because I know the symptoms, and it's really gross. And don't get mad at me for saying this, because I said to the doctor,
oh no,
I can taste the infection. Okay. I know when it's happening, right?
Oh, Drake said the same thing.
Yeah, he can.
That's two times now. I didn't need it.
But so I also normally know exactly how to get the good cough syrup. Now,
you
it's
know,
not
though,
easy
can
to
I
get
just
the good
say,
cough syrup
anymore.
Can I
say this about you and medicine?
Yeah.
I have been around people who are not medical people, right?
Right.
And you profess to like know about medicine and doctrine.
Says who?
But no, you've got kind of a Jed Clampett way of, you know, I can taste the infection. And how many years did you blame everything on allergies?
Really
wasn't allergies. You don't know that it was allergies.
I'm sure it could have been something that was allergy related.
You've always, it's not like you.
If
you
go to a doctor and say you taste infection, they value that because they say, really? Oh, okay.
And I heard COVID was all caused by allergies.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's not true.
You seem to like oversimplify. I guess it's what it is. What's going on a lot of times, and I think in the past.
Well, how do you want to complicate a sinus infection?
Not with this,
right?
But in the past, I think that has delayed proper diagnostic activity.
Well, Mike, that's what happens when you spend 30 years in denial with a drinking problem. You tend to back burner things.
But as far as that, you know, it's just I have found family members and people that I know that just get all kind of wide-eyed and like witch doctory when it comes to diagnostics. You know?
No, I don't want to be witch doctory at all.
I think I got some gas crossed sideways in there and stuff.
Well, no,
you got a little of that. You got a little of that in you. You do little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a little bit of that DMV area where the allergies are always horrible. So that's true. Always
and it's worse
issues.
This year than it's ever been. But. Yeah. I go in.
He'd have a finger fall off and say it was allergies.
Yeah, I was allergic to the knife.
So you got sick and had to go to urgent care because you didn't like go to the doctor?
Well, Mike, you can't. If it's Memorial Day weekend, try getting a doctor's appointment. You can't.
So that was it hit on Saturday?
It hit on probably Friday when we were coming back from Robert and I drove down to the Eastern Shore to pick up some stuff for his furniture so we can get set up. And it was a great trip. It's not often you get 8 hours in a car, you know, isolated with your son. It was a really nice trip. But on the way back, I started to get the cough. And I said, you know what? This is probably going to turn into a sinus thing. And I watched it over there, and it got worse. And so I went yesterday to go there. And I knew what they would do.
By the way, I couldn't even book Robert for a show. Not that I can't book anybody. I couldn't even book Robert for a show to do with my kid. Rob gave me an F off with that. Oh, gave Carla an F off.
Exactly what I said in the message,
I think it would be a really nice idea to have Michael and Robert do a little show talking about sports for a half an hour. Mm-hmm. Rob basically told Carla to pound sand.
That's what I did. No, Mike, I actually said F off is what I said.
That's kind of what we got. We got a no. We got a hard no.
Well, I
can't
make him do it.
Yeah, I know.
Did you even ask Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. He was cordial, but he said it's not what he wants to do right now. And he's busy. He's got stuff to do. And also the sports he likes are not in season right now. So he wouldn't have much to say. So I'm sorry that you see that as an FU. What's that? What does that mean? The goodbye?
No, I'm just giving you a salute.
Thank you. Looks like a little like a Heil there.
If Michael wants to get on and talk Fortnite with Owen, Owen will be glad to join him.
I look forward to those two getting together when we're on the boat. That's what
I think. That'll
Michael
cool.
didn't know that until I told him this weekend that he's going to have another 11-year-old running around the boat. Yeah.
So
he can come on the show plenty of times when Rob's here, but you know, obviously not with my kid. But anyway, go ahead. No, I'm hurt.
Does it really hurt you that bad?
No.
No, I didn't think so. But you know, I didn't also really say F you to Carla. I just replied what Robert said.
Yeah, you'll have to take it up with her.
Well, I'd prefer not to, if that's okay.
No, it's not. You deal with her. I have to deal with her. You deal with her.
You deal with
her. Take it up with her.
So the good cough syrup, Mike, is the stuff with codeine in it. And I don't have much left from my last sinus infection.
Right.
And normally I can go in and pretty much get what I want from the doctor.
Spiewak family goes the extra mile for the Mike O'Mara show, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to say that. I want to say 100% the extra mile. Go ahead, Rob.
I'm sure you have something to say. Go ahead. Open forum.
No,
go ahead.
No, just thanks for giving 110.
He would have done it except for the sinus infection.
Mm-hmm. What does that even mean?
We're just talking.
I'm just trying to come back to the topic. You got the good subscription cough syrup.
No, I didn't. And the guy, he was, the doctor looked, I don't think the greatest medical people end up at urgent care. Because first of all, the nurse that took my blood pressure and everything, she came back and she said, okay, so what do you think the problem is? I said, sinus infection, almost certain. She says, think it's COVID? I said, no, I haven't had a fever. She said, do you think it's flu? I said, no, I don't think it is because I'm not achy and I don't have a fever. She said, would you like to be tested for COVID and flu? I said, no, I don't think so. And then they just
Why are they asking you?
And was this a person or was it like AI chat?
It's the nurse and she's going, so she's not exactly.
Was it a nurse or an assistant or was it a PA or a, you know,
I would imagine it's a PA.
Or an NP.
It's, It's the middleman from when you register to when the doctor comes to see you. And then they dump you in a room and they leave
you
there.
Is it the second person you see?
Yes, after the cashier. You see the cashier first.
No, but they bring you in, and then the lady that sees you first is usually just like an assistant.
Yeah, that's who it was. And I assume it was a nurse. And she asked all the questions. And then after that, the doctor comes in. And I don't like when a doctor is an older doctor, but he looks rumpled. He had a mask on and his hair was all messed up. And he introduced himself and he went through a lot of things. And he said, so what are your problems? I said, well, I've got a headache right through here. I've got coughing. I'm expectorating. There's some drainage. He said, when did each of them start? I said, 2 days ago, 3 days
ago. Did you tell him about your depression?
I didn't mention it. No.
Okay.
But you brought up the taste.
I did bring up the taste. And he said, after he asked me the day that all of these symptoms started.
Hey, not Aesop. I can also go to ChatGPT and spew out a fact if I want to. All right? Not Aesop says, simple Google search. Viral infections, including the common cold and some other respiratory illnesses, can lead to a change in taste, including a metallic or bitter taste.
Yep.
Thanks.
Or no taste.
Or no taste.
That's COVID, yeah. But I didn't get tested for COVID.
No, that can be a common cold with no taste.
So the doctor asked me all these timeline things for like 4 or 5 different symptoms. And I said, I think 2 days ago. He says, it doesn't matter. And then that's not what you want to hear from a doctor. And then he looked in my ears and he listened to my heart. And then they have like a spinning thing that looks almost like a Lazy Susan, but it spins and there's a computer in there, like hidden. And he, for 5 minutes.
Are you talking about in the office?
Yeah, in the examination room.
The computer's built into the wall or something?
Yeah, it spins and it reveals itself. And so he puts in all the stuff, and it's a long time. And he turns to me and says, so what did you think you needed? I said, I think I need antibiotic and some cough syrup. I got some cough syrup.
Why are they? What's curious about me is why doctors and professionals are asking you, so what do you think you need? That's not doctoring as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know? I told him, I said, the last time I was here.
Whatever it takes to make meth.
I said, I need a lot of stuff with the letter D.
I'd like a ton of, what's the stuff? Sudafed.
Sudafed. That's
they
what
don't
I
even
mean.
Sell that anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
Because of the meth. That's it.
But he said, I don't think you need the codeine cough syrup. And I said, I don't know. I'm coughing a lot, and I talk
but
for a
you
living.
Didn't. He's pissing me off now. I know I shouldn't have the comments turned on. You know, I said, but you didn't. You didn't check. Did
don't
you?
Worry about him. Don't worry
Why?
About him.
Why shouldn't I worry about him?
Because, you know, he's going to pick. And we're so much bigger than that.
Focus
the
on us.
The show's bigger than that, yeah.
It's a recurring virus.
Now, Rob, have you ever done Teladoc?
No, but
because
that's
for something
thing.
Like this, I normally do Teladoc, where you'll like FaceTime with your doctor.
So I was issued so many things that I actually got a patient first shopping bag to take home my medicines. So he gave me, let's see, I got Tussin, which is literally called Tussin, right
you get
there.
That? Can you get that? You can get that in a drugstore.
Yeah, but he gave it to me at the place. He gave me Afrin, which is essentially the generic brand of nose spray.
did you go to a doctor or just to like a CVS?
Yeah, I swear to God, it looks like you were talking to a sales agent.
No, but here's the amoxicillin. This is the prescription. This is what counts.
And an antibiotic.
Yeah, and the other prescription he gave me is the worst thing ever.
Not Aesop just gave $10 to this show.
Thank you, Aesop.
Thanks. You can bust my balls all you want now, Aesop. That's all it costs, $10.
And they gave me anti-cough pearls. Have you ever used these?
Yes, they are.
They
great.
Don't work. No, they don't work.
No, they
work.
No, you
for
choke
me.
On them. That you're supposed to wear them around your neck. You're not supposed to eat them.
I put them on a string.
Anti-cough pearls.
Yeah, pearls.
It's just a pill.
It's
like
a lousy
gel pill.
It's a look at this. See, hold on. I'm dropping them everywhere, Mike. They're garbage. That's the pill right there.
So he would not give you the medicine you want, and instead gave you 6 different things.
Yep, that's it. So I don't really trust
What him, did you want besides an antibiotic?
I wanted the good cough syrup.
Oh, the codeine.
Yeah, because that also helps you sleep through the night if you're coughing.
The last person I'd give codeine to.
Do you think you asked for codeine a little too much?
No,
maybe
I don't think
there was
think
a
so.
Note in your medical records?
He wouldn't get it. He probably did you fill out a form?
I did fill out a form.
Did they ask you about substances on the form?
Because
they do in my pain doctor's office every time I have
they
to
don't.
Fill that
they
out.
Don't. I did mention it. I did mention it in the in the meeting with the doctor, though, because he's asked why I was on certain pills. I said, since I had my trouble with alcohol. So
that's why he probably didn't want
to. That's why he wouldn't give it to you.
Well, you know what? I want a different doctor than Rodney next time.
By the way, I probably shouldn't admit to this, but two nights ago, I took
meth,
two Xanax, 2.5 Xanaxes, which I guess is
how'd
not
it do
a lot.
For you?
Oh, I didn't get to sleep particularly quickly, and I didn't get any like feeling prior to that. But as soon as I went to sleep, bam, all the way till 7 a.m. Absolute.
That's
woke
awesome.
Woke up like Superman. But I can see where that would be problematic because the last thing I would do would be to take it on a regular basis.
See, this is what he doesn't understand. I still have it from last time. I save it until I need it. It's not like I'm really abusing it.
Did you bring it back like I need a refill?
What I brought was a Stanley thermal cup, and I asked if they could fill it with codeine cough syrup, and they did not.
Have no codeine cough syrup?
I have a little bit.
From the previous time?
From the previous time. It has not expired yet.
Does it really make a difference?
It does. It helps you sleep through the night. It really does soothe everything. I probably shouldn't take a huge dose right before the show.
I wonder if you can get some off Timu.
Maybe. Could be.
Oh, my God, we're running late.
We are really running late. But Mike, the last thing.
We're all back together. That's how you know you've had a good show.
I couldn't get a picture because I was being walked out. But at the urgent care, they have a closet that's entirely full of crutches.
Right. Very exciting.
Well, that's what most people go there for.
Yeah, I'd say,
Rob,
yeah.
Do you have beautiful video?
Yes, I do, and it is so pretty.
All right. Do you have video of your son not wanting to do a show with
do
my son?
Do I have
son?
Video? No, I replaced that with a video of my co-host being a jerk.
Very, very good. We'll be right back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Ethos. We are sponsored today by Ethos. Let me tell you about them. They asked this question. Would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? The last thing you want your family to worry about is how they're going to pay the bills. Think about it. Tuition, your mortgage, even your funeral expenses.
Yeah.
With life insurance from Ethos, your family is protected. I always thought that the traditional life insurance process was complicated, but Ethos is an online platform that makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process, and it's 100% online. No medical exam is required. You just answer a few health questions. You can get same-day coverage without ever leaving your home. With Ethos, you can get a free quote and customize a rate that fits your budget. 3 million families have done it. They've completed their applications and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage. You should too. It's more affordable than you think, and I've seen folks that really have to struggle when that sad moment comes. You can prevent this. Protect yourself and protect your family. Make things easy for everybody. Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos.com/TMOS. Take it away, Rob.
Oh, beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
And then...
Jerry time.
Continuous hits. Shakira is lovely, is she not?
I'm a fan. Yeah. I like Shakira a lot.
But maybe a little clumsy. Here's some fan video from a recent concert.
Wait, can I see that again, please?
I don't know if it's...
That wasn't a dance move. That was just her going
that's
down?
That's just her falling. I think it must have to do with the flames. She got down pretty hard.
Wow.
I think someone spilled her liquid IV.
Maybe.
Right on the corner of the stage.
Great, great. Carla cleaned the whole thing up.
You know what? That's a good girl.
Oh, great. I love hearing that.
So, that's did you watch the big car race, Mike?
I looked in on, you know what I did? I went in like I do. I just want to say, I've said it before to all the people that put the hard work in for that last minute editing. I watched the highlights, and it was kind of a meh race as far as I was concerned.
The
know?
Highlight, I think, is when they introduced Tom Brady and the entire stadium or race facility booed him.
Well, he's a Patriot. They're another AFC city, so I get it.
But I love the fact that he still smiles and waves. Like, everything's okay. Hi.
Hi, everybody. Oh, by the way, I watched the Brett Favre documentary.
Oh, the one about his falling? Or the fall of Brett Favre?
You know, Look, I know he's a bit of a dick, and he's done some dickish things.
And things related to his dick.
Yeah, I don't know how deep the real dive was on that. I know he's a bit of a scummy dude, but yeah. I don't know. You judge for yourself, that's all I'll say. It's out there talking about Brett Favre and being a bit of a philanderer. You know, you go all the way back to when he sent the D-pick to the lady, and really kind of sad. It really shows how the great ones, the ones that are the superstars, don't get their comeuppance. But in the meantime, if you're somebody who is identified as a victim, it can ruin your life.
Sure.
They're very clear on that. That's the part of the documentary that stood out for me.
And I think that, you know, if that is what they focus on, that's valid. Because, you know, you see the people rise out, the stars put these things behind them, and the people that are victims.
Yeah, the lady that got the pick, that was a leaked story. She was working for the Jets when that happened.
I remember,
And at one point she says to the camera, I never even met the man. I never even shook hands with him. And he pursued her. And after that all came out, she got she was toxic for getting another job. I felt really bad for it. And that's the way a lot of that crap shakes loose. It's
almost
fair.
Like he was used to getting his way.
Yeah, I mean, like all luminaries. Well, we also started Redskins all the time. Yeah.
He also started playing before cell phones and social media and all. That would get him in trouble constantly.
Well, the thing about Brett Favre, and then the big controversy was the welfare fraud scam to build his daughter a volleyball stadium. So some bad stuff. And I think you are, if you're predisposed to be a bit of a hump, it can certainly be exacerbated when you become a superstar athlete.
Agreed.
Just wanted to say that.
Mike, there is a trend growing on TikTok that I find so entertaining, and it's usually a wife comes to her husband, who's sort of a bro type, and videotapes him calling his best friend to tell them goodnight. And it's so amazingly awkward.
Yo, hey, buddy. I was just calling to tell you that I'm about to go to bed, so I just wanted to say goodnight.
Okay.
I called to tell you, man. I just wanted to tell you goodnight, bro.
What?
I was saying goodnight, bro.
Hello?
Hey, I'm just calling to say goodnight.
Good night, baby. I love
you. I love you, guys.
I like that.
I'm calling to tell you that I'm going to bed.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
I just felt like, you know, the homies should know, like, when I'm about to go to bed and stuff.
Fabulous idea.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you thought of me. Yeah,
of course, dude.
Man, I just called name to tell you goodnight, bro.
Look at him. Spectacular.
It's so great.
Absolutely
isn't it?
Spectacular.
Simple.
You never know where you're going to find stuff like that. I love it. That's the internet doing good, in my humble opinion. All right, we got to get out of here. Josh and Rob will be back tomorrow. I will be seeing you on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Great to be back, everybody. I'd like the nice cough syrup, please.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What the hell's going on here?
Just thought we're almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly.
Cold, flu, streps, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.